This is VOA News reporting by remote. I'm Michael Brown. The Tokyo Olympics formally kicks off in just under an hour with a scaled back opening ceremony because of COVID-19 precautions. COVID-19 continues to loom large over the Games. So far, 87 people associated with the Olympics have tested positive for the virus. That includes several athletes whose Olympic dreams were cut short. Still, organizers have played down fears of a cluster infection breaking out in the Olympic Village. Tokyo on Thursday reported 2,000 new COVID-19 infections, a six-month high for a city that is already under a state of emergency. In the capital, public viewing areas have been canceled due to concerns over the pandemic. The White House says Chinese opposition to a World Health Organization probe into the origins of the coronavirus is irresponsible and dangerous. The White House press secretary called it not a time to be stonewalling. The plan includes the hypothesis that the virus could have escaped from a Chinese laboratory and that the proposal includes doing audits of labs and markets in the central Chinese city of Wuhan. On Thursday, the vice minister of the National Health Commission told reporters he was taken aback when he read the details. The first known cases emerged in Wuhan in December of 2019. The virus was believed to have jumped to humans from animals being sold for food at a city market. In May, President Joe Biden said U.S. intelligence agencies were pursuing rival theories, potentially including the possibility of a laboratory accident in China. For more news, we invite you to join us at our website. That is voanews.com, also on the VOA mobile app. Via remote, this is